Hollywood's working class turns to nonprofit funds to make ends meet during strike. By Breitbart News on August 31, 2023. New York, AP, Shawn Beatty was sweating in the August sun on the 100th day of the writer's strike, carrying her Yahtzee solidarity sign on the picket line outside Netflix's New York offices, but she was glad to be there. A props assistant and documentary filmmaker, Beatty is a member of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, the union that represents many entertainment workers in Hollywood and New York, but also around the country. She recently worked on Pose and Russian Doll, but since the writers' strike began in May and the actors joined them on July 14, she's had trouble covering her expenses. So she applied to the emergency fund from the Entertainment Community Fund for help. "They say apply when you're at a critical point," said Beatty, adding that she needed to show her union card, her wages and, in her case, that she'd worked as a member of the union for a certain number of years. "The application is lengthy, but," she said, "it is definitely worth for people to apply. Just be patient." Beatty, who used her grant to pay her rent, phone bill, and electric bill, and other expenses, is one of 2,600 film or television workers that the Entertainment Community Fund has helped during these strikes, granting $5.4 million as of August 25. The fund, formerly known as the Actors Fund, is one of several nonprofits that have long supported workers who make the entertainment industry run, but who were essentially gig workers long before the term was coined. That includes both unionized and non-unionized workers, and those on strike as well as those who've lost work because of it. The fund has received the most requests for help from people in California, followed by Atlanta and New York. It's raised $7.6 million so far and is granting about $500,000 a week. For now, it's issuing one-time grants of up to $2,000 for individuals or $3,000 for families. "It's a lot of the craftspeople, the wardrobe people, the makeup people, the carpenters that build the sets, the painters, the electricians," said Tom Exton, chief advancement officer for the Entertainment Community Fund. He said the fund has supported industry members through many previous crises, including the AIDS epidemic and financial crisis, and would continue to fundraise to provide help as needed. Another charity created more than 100 years ago to help entertainment workers get through tough periods, the Motion Picture and Television Fund, helps administer funds from some of the unions to provide emergency assistance specifically for their members. It declined to disclose the amount of financial support it's received from those unions. The fund also provides financial and counseling support to unaffiliated workers and offers housing to industry veterans over the age of 70. Bob Beecher, its president and CEO, said many of the lowest-paid entertainment workers have little savings or reserves coming out of the pandemic. "The federal programs and protections, like eviction moratoriums that help keep entertainment workers and many others afloat during COVID-19 shutdowns, also aren't around now. They are losing their homes. They're losing their cars and trucks. They're losing their health insurance," Beecher said. "And it's pretty awful." Striking actors and writers have accused the studios of purposefully prolonging the strike so that they lose their homes. MPTF has been getting 200 calls a day as opposed to 20 a day before the strike. Over 80% of callers are below-the-line workers, meaning not the actors, writers, directors, or producers. They've processed 1,000 requests for financial assistance through the end of July, the fund said, with applicants waiting an average of 2 weeks for the money to be disbursed. Beecher called for greater support from industry members in an open letter on August 17, saying, "As a community, we are not doing enough to support the tens of thousands of crew members and others who live paycheck to paycheck and depend on this industry for their livelihood. They have become the forgotten casualties during these strikes, overlooked by the media." MPTF said it has raised $1.5 million since the letter was published. The SAG-AFTRA Foundation, a nonprofit with a mission to support the members of the Actors Union, quickly raised $15 million with initial donations of $1 million or more from Dwayne Johnson, Meryl Streep, and George and Amal Clooney in the first 3 weeks of the actors' strike. Other $1 million donations came from Luciana and Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Deborah Lee Furness and Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lopez, and Ben Affleck, Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Oprah Winfrey. Sid Wilson, the foundation's executive director, said her pitch to the top talent is that even the biggest stars need the army of smaller actors, many of whom live paycheck to paycheck, to make their movies and television shows. Those are the people that we're going to be helping the most, because those are the people that are going to be hurting the most, she said. The foundation exclusively supports the 160,000 members of the union, and 86% of those performers don't make enough work in a year to qualify for health insurance, Wilson said. They waitress, they bartend, they work catering, they drive Uber, they babysit, they dog walk, they house sit. They have all these secondary jobs in order to be able to survive, she said. As the strike goes on, the funds expect more and more union members will lose their health insurance because they will not have worked enough hours to remain eligible. A small group of mostly showrunners decided they wanted to specifically fundraise to cover healthcare for crew members and set up a fund with the MPTF. It's one thing for us to be sacrificing our own day-to-day for our greater good, but to watch our brother and sister union stand beside us? Said actor and writer Andrea Savage. We just got together and said, how can we show that we're there for them? And also really put our money where our mouth is and actually do something concrete? On Wednesday, talk show hosts Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver launched the Strike Force 5 podcast, with proceeds from the limited run going to the writers and crew on their TV shows. Mint Mobile and premium alcohol maker Diageo signed on as presenting sponsors. Savage, along with other actors like Girls creator Lena Dunham and Black Monday star Paul Scheer, started talking on WhatsApp groups, then met on Zoom and eventually founded the Union Solidarity Coalition. They've raised $315,000 so far, in part from a benefit show in Los Angeles on July 15 that went to the MPTF fund. Savage said she and Scheer covered the cost of the portable toilets. The writer Liz Benjamin helped set up an initial auction, which included a ceramic vase made by Seth Rogen and a blue dress worn by Abby Jacobson in the series Broad City, raising more than $8,600. A second auction opens in mid-September on eBay. Beatty says she is still trying to figure out how to make ends meet in September and for the rest of the strike. She's thinking about where else her skills might be applicable and whether to get temporary work outside her field. In the meantime, she supports the striking writers and actors. It's dignity and standing up for yourself, she said. So if it means we have to take a hit right now for the bigger cause, it's worth it. _ Associated Press coverage of philanthropy and nonprofits receives support through the AP's collaboration with The Conversation US. With funding from Lilly Endowment Incorporated, the AP is solely responsible for this content. For all of AP's philanthropy coverage, visit